Jesse Allen here for the American Ag Network, talking now with Jenna Beardness with the North Dakota Soybean Council. Jenna, it's great to catch up with you here. Big Iron, let's talk biodiesel. And I know that's a big thing you guys are pushing here during the Big Iron Farm Show this week. Talk about some of the latest news and some of the things you guys are talking about this week with growers and folks coming through the show.
Happy to do that. So when you talk about latest news in biodiesel, it's been hard to keep up. Every day it seems like you see announcements of crush expansion, new crush, joint ventures have been kind of a new thing we're seeing. And so one thing we're really just making sure that farmers, especially in North Dakota, are aware of is the joint venture that's been signed between Marathon in Dickinson, that's producing renewable diesel, and ADM, the future ADM crush plant in Spiritwood. So when that crush plant does come online, every bit of that oil is going to go to Dickinson, to the Marathon plant, to make renewable diesel essentially for California. And it should be noted that that renewable diesel plant in Dickinson is the second largest in the U.S. And so for North Dakota soybean farmers, I think it's good to be aware, and we want to make sure they know that, you know, we've really kind of been a spectator to this biodiesel industry for a while. We've been supporting it as the council because it's a pillar to the soybean industry. But we're going from spectators to pretty major players. And so this renewable diesel, you know, renewable diesel is different from biodiesel. It's a drop-in fuel. It is almost identical to petroleum diesel. And so that's why it's easy to use. California is really calling for it to meet their low carbon fuel standard. And so it's great to be a player in that industry. It's going to open a lot of doors for North Dakota soybean farmers. I believe it's a big reason that we're seeing that crush plant come into Spiritwood. And I think it's going to be a great market option for years to come.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say is it's a huge market opportunity for our growers here across North Dakota, and it's something that they haven't had before, obviously, so it's going to create more options and create more competition out there for them soybeans.
That's exactly right, and in a state where we really haven't had soybean processing of any amount to speak of, it's really a big deal, and it's something that we hope to see even more of. You know, to take all of that oil is only going to power 40% of that Dickinson plant. So they have room to take more. And so that's good news for North Dakota soybean farmers.
Well, I know the Soybean Council, you guys are always advocating for soybean farmers. And if they have questions about things like this, or they want to talk to you, or they want to just stay up to date with the latest news, what's going to be the easiest way to do that, Jenna?
Check out ndsoybean.org. We have a farmer opportunities page. Also, follow us on social media. We're pretty much handle ND Soybean on almost every social platform you can think of. So keep up with us there. We have a lot of farmer opportunities. Specifically in terms of biodiesel, we'll be having some biodiesel farmer workshops coming post-harvest and into winter. Along with that, we also have a rebate program. And so if you're interested in using biodiesel, now's a great time to try it and save some money on your fuel.
Jenna, appreciate the time. Thanks for catching us up on all things North Dakota Soybean Council here at Big Iron. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.